Do we have to?
Yeah, it is Thursday. It's 8:06.
Yeah,
that's what we do. Yeah. We're going to find love.
Sure.
Okay.
Time for second chance romance. Holly, you're getting so good on the saxophone, by the way.
Sax on my phone.
That's right.
Sax on my phone.
Who do we have, Holly?
We have Joey. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that.
It's all right.
Whoa.
Joey.
Whoa.
Whoa. Please take no offense.
Yeah,
Joey.
Sorry. Hey, Joey.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How you doing? You doing?
I'm doing all right. Good. I appreciate you helping me out here.
Of course.
No, we appreciate you trusting us. Thanks for emailing Holly. Go ahead and tell us your dating story. You went out with Britt.
I did. We met on Instagram, and I did the slide into her DMs thing. Okay. We got together. She is gorgeous and a sweet, lovely person, and I'd love to take her out again, but she's ghosting me, and I want to know what's up.
All right.
Okay.
I have not heard back from her. I've called. I've texted, not overly, but slid into those DMs, haven't heard a thing.
Okay.
After our date. We got together at the Bulldog in Lower Town and had a great date.
Mm.
Got a lot in common. Both grew up in St. Paul. We love sports, being outside. She's pretty much my dream girl. And our conversation was easy. And I even got a nice little kiss at the end.
Oh, so there was no questions of friend zone.
No.
We were feeling each other.
I thought it went well. I'm kind of surprised. I just would really like to know what's going on with her. And maybe you guys can help me out with that.
Yeah. You know, Joey, when you did have a nice kiss at the end, did you neglect to use a mint or perhaps some banaca?
No, I got those little strips in my jacket pocket.
Nice. Okay.
And after we ate and had a drink, you know, I made sure not to eat any garlic or onions the whole time. I wasn't presuming that the date would progress to that level, but you know, you got to be prepared. It's better to have a mint and not need it than to need a mint and not have it. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, that wow.
Righto, Joey.
Oh, man.
That is
some
a
wisdom.
T-shirt right there. That's some Maya Angelou up in her. Yeah.
So, well, no, I don't think so.
Nothing odd at the end of the date? Any weird separating, like an awkward handshake or a hug that's not reciprocated? Nothing weird at the end?
No. It was all mutual. The only thing I can think of is at the beginning of the date, she was like 30 minutes late. I mean, she came in frazzled, but, you know, I got her a drink and we moved on. It was no big deal. I really can't think of anything else.
Okay. Well, you have answered our questions in our questionnaire. We will mark you down as an A-plus on that one. You're welcome. Here's what's going to happen now. We're going to put you on hold, and you're going to hear everything that happens next. Now, Britt is on the other line. She has been told that she was nominated to appear on our show by a family member or friend. She doesn't know that it's about, well, she doesn't know it's about you, so she certainly doesn't know that this is really, really on purpose. So hold on just a second, okay?
Okay, sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, that's the subtitle of our show. Okay,
all right,
let's talk to
like
Britt.
He seems like a fun guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's talk to Britt.
Okay.
Hi, Britt.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thank you for doing this. You're live on our show. You're live on the radio. What a fun way to spend a Thursday morning, right?
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. Well, this is called Second Chance Romance. We do this segment weekly And, well, too much, actually. But that's a story for a different day. And you have been nominated by a family member or friend to appear on our show. So thank you for saying yes. We know this is weird. So here's, so there's that. But I need to be honest with you. There is, there's something that we kind of left off, and that is this is a reunion segment, and you were nominated, but not by a family member or friend.
By someone who wants to reconnect with you.
Reunited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody wants, yeah. Somebody that went out with you wants to reconnect. Do you?
Oh.
It's Joey.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Well, because okay. Britt, our understanding is that there wasn't anything after the initial date. If that is the case, because that's what we're told. If that is the case, if we can get in your business a little bit more on the radio, was there a reason why?
A little bit of a curveball. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I really liked Joey. I actually didn't think he was into me. I saw him when I got there. I saw him give his number to somebody else. You know, I let it go at the time, but then through the date, I thought I saw him looking around the bar at her and maybe like other women. So I wasn't sure if he was very interested.
Mm. He gave his number to someone else?
I mean, he hadn't. I was late. I was like 30 minutes late. But when I was coming in, I saw him talking to someone and saw that.
Okay. Well, maybe it was some sort of misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, Britt. I have good news. We can clear this up
right now.
Okay.
Like literally right now, because one more thing we didn't tell you, we're full of deceit, is Joey is on the Joey is on the other line and has heard everything.
Oh.
Because he really wanted to reconnect because. Well, we just got a different impression than what you think. So let's clear this up.
Okay.
Holly, let's put Joey up. Hey, Joey, say hi to Britt. You guys talk about this.
Hi, Britt.
Hi, hey, Joey.
Cute.
Hey. Yeah, so I did give my number to someone as you were arriving. It was Jessica at the bar, and I didn't know that you saw that, and there's a really good reason why I gave her my number. It's nothing to do with dating her. I'm getting this awesome, slightly used pontoon boat, and her folks are selling it, and we started talking while I was waiting for you, and I just, I was just really excited, and I thought she might be coming back with keys so that I could go on a test drive.
Okay.
And that's why I was looking around the bar, but it was not, I was definitely not looking for.
It's all about women. A pontoon.
I am into you.
Oh.
Okay.
So, I'll go.
It's your turn, Chase. Okay. Go, Chase.
Well, here's the deal. Obviously this was a misunderstanding. It was just about a pontoon, which I love my mother-in-law's pontoon.
Gotta get a good deal. Yeah.
They're expensive. So, Joey and Britt, it's really up to you. We have gift cards to some great local restaurants. If we give you one of those gift cards and we pay for the next outing, will you have a second chance romance? Will you do this again?
Oh my gosh. That's so sweet.
We're very nice.
Yeah, I feel better about all that. So
I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Oh. Yeah.
Perfect.
There we go.
Well,
I was thinking maybe we could go on a hike or play some pickleball or something. But now maybe you guys can get us a picnic for the pontoon boat.
Okay, now don't be picky, Joey. You're gonna get whatever gift Carter gave you.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. No,
well, you can take it on the pontoon. Okay, Joey Britt, thank you so much. Have a good time, and Joey Holly will get your info and send you the gift card. Okay.
This is awesome.
Yay. Thank you.
I'm excited.
Thank you. Oh, bye,
we're
guys.
Excited too. This never happens. Hardly ever. So what? Yay!
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, woo. I know, but do you guys think that maybe she was just like, yeah, I'll go on a date with this guy who has a boat for the summer?
I mean,
maybe.
Hey, yeah. Whatever her prerogative.
Whatever the motivation, that's a win for us, girl.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Got right. A guy with a boat.
Yeah. Oh, Second Chance Romance, Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. We're going to take a break. We have the...
Everything one-stop bathroom remodeling shop. Yep, that's what you get with Rebath, Rebath Minneapolis. If you go to rebath.com, you will see some really beautiful after pictures. The before's pretty funky funk. If you're looking at your bathrooms going, ooh, I got to do something, you know, have Rebath out for an estimate. And they'll bring the showroom to you. Hundreds of options available. All you need to do is go to rebath.com, sign up there. They'll connect with you and bring it to you. They'll look at your budget, your space. They'll look at your aesthetic and come up with a beautiful custom design. That's free. Just want to show you, look how this can change and be exactly what you need. And they make it so easy. The other way you can check them out is their showroom. It's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. You'll see a replica of my bathroom. The choices we made a little more than 3 years ago now and still love our bathroom. They completely remove, replace, remodel, and they get the job done in 5 days or less. Head to rebath.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It is time for the Dirt Alerts with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Hello, Jason and Alexis. My preciouses.
Oh, no.
I say this because just crossing the wire right now are details about these new Lord of the Rings movies that Warner Brothers is set to release in 2026. The new movie is called The Hunt for Gollum.
Ooh.
Oh.
Imagine the popcorn buckets.
Yeah. The Hunt for Gollum?
The Hunt for Gollum. And Peter Jackson, the director and producer, writer of the original Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Hobbit trilogy, is set to produce. And Andy Serkis, who plays Gollum in the Lord of the Rings films, is going to be directing.
Oh, really?
Yes. And this will focus on his character, Gollum.
Ooh.
Yes. Now, according to a press release just issued by Warner Brothers, they said that the working title for this film is Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum, and it will be directed and starring Andy Serkis in the title role.
Nice.
What's the time frame, Holly, in within the universe? Do we know?
No, we don't know that because, details are under wraps right now.
Yeah.
And this is just an early development at this point in time. So I think that folks are working on the script and how this is going to fit in the Lord of the Rings universe. Admittedly, I am not an expert at the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But I know that these films are immensely popular because they have grossed billions of dollars for Warner Brothers. The original Lord of the Rings trilogy, which came out 20 years ago.
Sit with that.
Yeah.
Grossed nearly $3 billion worldwide. And the follow-up trilogy, The Hobbit, also made $3 billion worldwide.
Yeah, I've seen all of them. I didn't love The Hobbit series, but...
Yeah, a lot of folks, I feel like, have that a similar sentiment.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, I saw them all, but nothing memorable. Like, as I'm sitting here today, I could never tell you the plot. I couldn't tell you really what it was about, other than the fact that Frodo was in it. No, Frodo wasn't even in it. No, Bilbo.
Bilbo. The Hobbit,
Bilbo. Yeah, see, look at me. I don't know.
Hairy feet.
Yeah, hairy feet. That's all I remember.
It happened. But, hey, is this exciting to either of you?
No, I'm happy for the fans. I'll say that. I'm not steeped in this at all. I have seen some, but not the entire thing. And
I'm a little excited.
Not read the books, but yeah, this is awesome.
I'm 4% more excited than Alexis.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Well, I am excited for Andy Serkis.
Yes!
He is very talented. He is a pioneer in these motion capture performances.
Yes, he is.
And, the Planet of the latest Planet of the Apes movies, in which he starred as Caesar in the previous ones, that one's launching this weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't believe he is involved in that. However... You know, they're fun to watch. So
yeah, they keep it going. You know what? I wonder if a like marathon would be something that we could do, and just watch them back to back.
I've done that before on a Sunday.
Yeah, something like that. Because at the time and now, I don't know if it's even as relevant. Think of Oppenheimer and how long that movie is, but I think of Lord of the Rings, and I think of a lot of my time. And so, you know, reading it, because I've tried to read the books a few times, and then the movies as well. Like, for some reason in my mind, I feel like they're 10 hours each, and that's a deterrent. Now, that's not true, but so for me, that's really, it's not even the story, that's the hesitation.
It's a roadblock for
me.
For you.
That's a roadblock, and maybe if I just say, look, we're having a day of Lord of the Rings, and then we would just watch them in a row, that I might feel differently. But it's really nothing of, like, I don't like them. I'm kind of, like, just in, like, I'm Switzerland, you know? Like, I'm really happy for fans who love it, and maybe one day I'll go back and do it. But
you probably represent a lot of people, but we have done that.
Yeah.
Colin and I have spent an entire Sunday.
And it's still hard to tell what it's about?
Yeah, well, I'm talking The Hobbit.
Oh, okay.
But we've also done The Lord of the Rings, the main series. We've done back-to-back Fellowship, Two Towers, Return. We've done that in a Sunday.
Yeah.
Gotten some little Caesars and yeah.
So. Yeah, so I think I needed to be open to that.
Yeah, I will be open to that. I won't shave my toes in preparation.
No!
I'll get my hobbit feet ready for 2026. Hey, you know, Glenn Powell is one of the hottest names in Hollywood right now. And word on the street is that he and director J.J. Abrams are in early talks to team up for a new movie with Abrams directing and Glenn Powell starring. We don't know what this project is going to be yet. But Glenn Powell, man, he's got a new movie on Netflix called Hitman. He's going to star in a Running Man reboot. He's also the star of the upcoming film Twisters.
Which the trailer was released yesterday. Oh.
And your thoughts?
What is Twisters about?
It's the sequel to Twister.
Oh,
and
they put an S on the end of the word.
Yeah, that's it.
It's multiple. Got it.
The trailer looked good. The trailer looked exciting, but... You know what? I don't want to belabor this. You know what I thought? I was excited for this, and I still am. But in this age, you know, we just had those deadly tornadoes in the middle of the country. In this age where there's actual amazing footage of tornadoes by real people, is this movie as exciting as it was when we didn't have a lot of footage of tornadoes in 96?
Oh, good. Good question.
Oh,
one of the technology.
One of the thrills of that movie was, you know, saw some footage, but now everyone has a cell phone. There are so many storm chasers. It's not as sexy as it used to be. Hollywood can't create anything better than what Norm, you know, videotaped outside of his house last week. And I'm not making fun, you know, anyway.
No, it's a great point, Jace.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Red Rabbit right now. Hey, it's Jace. You're heading down to the T-Wolves this weekend, or today the Twins have a home game. Run to Red first. Red Rabbit North Loop blocks from both Target Field and Target Center. Now, you're going to laugh because wraps have been around since, well, Twister came out in 96. But one of my favorite sandwiches at Red Rabbit, don't laugh, is their new Chicken Caesar wrap. Grilled chicken breast, perfectly seasoned, lettuce, Parmesan, homemade croutons, wrapped in a tortilla that is so fresh. It's all about, just like on a sandwich, it's all about the bread. It's all about this tortilla. You're laughing right now going, you're really spending this commercial talking about a Chicken Caesar wrap? I sure am, and I am proud of it. So before a game, get to downtown early and run to Red Rabbit. Their patio is open. It's pet-free. It's amazing. Run to Red this week.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
You have known my breasts a long time.
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Mm. Okay. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Okay. I can't believe I'm asking this because I normally wouldn't give a rat's ass, but...
Yeah, same.
Hey, Lex.
Yes, Jason.
What's going on in the pageant world?
Ooh, you miss USA, the organization... has some splaining to do. They're in trouble. So I'm going to start at the end and work our way back here. Okay. So Miss Teen USA just resigned. Ooh. And this is just days after Miss USA has resigned.
Oh my God.
And Miss Teen says, I'm leaving for because my personal values no longer align with the direction of the organization. This sentiment was also mirrored when Miss USA decided, I'm going to give up my crown, too. Or she started it, really. And then Miss Teen USA followed suit. Which, you know, you think about this. They work so hard. You know, they're representing their where they're from, women. Yeah. It has to be a big deal for Miss USA to step down. And then the Teen USA in line with her and saying, you know what? Yeah, this is not right. I'm out, too. And in... Noelia is the Miss USA. In her statement, she basically said, look, I, being the head of this organization, I want to inspire. I'm going to continue to do my work with my charities. But I have to hold myself to the high standards, and I take these allegations seriously. Now, that leads to another person who has left the organization. And that person... is the social media director, Claudia. On Friday, she resigned from her role and said on social media that I had the privilege of getting to work with Noelia closely and have unfortunately seen a decline in her mental health since we first met. I feel like her ability to share her story and her platform has been diminished. And she says... I feel the way current management speaks about their title holders is unprofessional and inappropriate. I disavow workplace toxicity and bullying of any kind.
What the hell is going on?
And there was a secret message.
I was just going to get to that, Holly.
I'll get to the secret message.
Okay, because Miss USA, in her message, yes, she basically, yeah, said... that, well, so the fans, like, took it apart, pieced the first letter in each sentence of her statement, and it was the phrase, I am silenced. Now, was that intentional or not?
No.
That's, yeah. So then there's that evidence as well. The organization, of course, has denied any accusations of a toxic environment. But when you've got your two top crown queens saying, you know what? The social media guru going, we're done. Something's happening.
What it will fish stink from the top, from the head. I mean, what is going on? Like, what the hell's happening?
She wants to talk about her mental health struggles, and they're saying, don't do that. That's not good for our vibe. It's not good for our culture.
That's not true.
Within the Miss USA organization. I'm not, that's what the, she allegedly has been told to not talk about that. Nobody wants to hear about that. You're a Miss USA. You need to be sunshine and rainbows.
Isn't the point we're told when people criticize the pageant world for being just an outdated exercise in femininity, outdated femininity? Aren't we told, no, this is about platforms and scholarships. This is about projecting onto the world positive messages. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what we're told?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that what we're told when we start criticizing the pageants?
Yes.
So, isn't this a good thing that the pageant contestants want to dispel the stigma around mental health? I thought that would be a good thing.
Yes, because it's relatable.
Yeah.
And you're right, makes you human.
Yes, it does. And it's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
We all have a dial in our clock a little off. We all need help. There's no shame in that. No. I have 4 dials off in my clock. Holly, how about you?
5 to 6.
Perfect.
On Lex, a good day.
Yeah, mine's double digits at this point, okay. Right?
No, this is so silly. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not talking the lovely young ladies. I'm talking about the higher ups. This is so antiquated.
And this is a great way for them to take a stand. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about this USA organization, but this does shine a light on it. And so hopefully, they'll be making some changes or at least start asking questions to see if that's in fact is like that. You can't just be like, no, it's not.
No.
And that's it.
No. Let these young ladies, they are going to help so many people. They're going to, because just a couple generations ago, my generation, we didn't talk about mental health.
No,
we had counselors, but we didn't know what the counselors did at our schools. We really didn't.
That is so true.
They gave you a pamphlet on how to go to trade school.
Thank you. We didn't know what they were for. I certainly didn't use them for a mental health relief, and I was a kid that needed it, for heaven's sake. I had the crap beat out of me on odd days of the week.
Right, don't you go in there? Can you imagine going there and talking about your feelings?
Yeah, no, I didn't know. I thought they were just people there to take space in an office. So my point being is this: bravo to these young ladies, and bravo, how brave of them. They have worked very hard their entire young life to get to these to get to this crown,
mm-hmm.
and to put it aside for the greater good. Bravo to them.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Anyway, well,
so yeah, we'll probably be hearing some more from maybe other contestants, maybe others within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they might just be dropping out too and going, yeah, you know what? I've had enough too. Goodbye.
I've had enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go read some maps.
Such as.
I believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps. And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as. And
that's right. We're going to take a break. Hey, stay right there. If you don't, we're going to be mad at you, and you don't want us to be mad at you. We're going to be very disappointed. I hate that word, but if you don't listen to this next segment, we're going to be mad at you. So no pressure. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. And, you know, I'm to the point where I never want to leave my house, but I'm going to leave my house next week for the Skin Rejuvenation Clinic 20th anniversary party. That's right. And when the SRC throws a party, they throw a party. Thousands of dollars in giveaways. They're going to have beverages and hors d'oeuvres. One of the contests is even a Louis Vuitton. Come on. I can't enter that, or I would. And they even have a special prize for one lucky MyTalker. That's right. I found out about that yesterday. How great is that? One lucky winner will win a new bag at the event. It's going to be so great. So this, you got to go. RSVP right now. Everyone's invited, but you have to RSVP at skinrejuvenationclinic.net. Skinrejuvenationclinic.net. RSVP, and we'll see you next Thursday for the party.
Time now for Alexis Out of Context.
They found this creature dead.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
No, I gotta tell you, that one has no redeemable quality, but that one tickles me, and I don't know why. I'm just gonna play that one more time. Here we go.
Time now for Alexis Out of Context.
They found this creature dead.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
I think it's, you know what, they, Lex, it's the pause. It's the comma before dead.
I was trying to find a better way to say it.
No? I know. And they found this creature dead.
It wasn't getting better for that one.
No, it wasn't, Lex. No, it sure wasn't. No. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Hey, coming up in just a little bit, we had the great British invasion over here in America, but Holly has the dish on a different type of invasion. This time it's in Europe, and it's not aliens. We don't need Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum. It's a different type of invasion, right, Holly?
No, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, but first, a couple notes here, and the first one is tomorrow is Friday. It is Friday. And you know what that means. We're going to play weekly trivia face-off, powered by Trivia Mafia. Holly, do we know our enemies in our category?
We know our enemies. Well, your enemies.
Yeah.
And we know our category.
Neutral party. Yeah.
That's right. So tomorrow, it's all about what is being categorized as chick flicks.
Oh.
All right.
Chick flicks. And your enemies tomorrow, Jason and Alexis, are one Bradley Trainer and movie expert Paul McGuire Grimes.
Well, that seems stacked against us, but sure. Okay. I thought we were going to do pretty well, Lex, because I'm good with rom-coms, but.
Yeah. And then Paul enters the room.
Yeah. Okay.
So, hey, it's all good.
It's all good.
We'll do our best as we always do.
Yes.
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
Fun.
Weekly Trivia Face-Off in our third hour, powered by Trivia Mafia. And if you're looking for a good time, look no further than a Trivia Mafia event. Follow them on social, get a list, and one of those events just might feature Holly Roberts sitting next to the magic pull tab machine.
That's right. Its name is Gambler.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah. One more piece of housekeeping before we get to the invasion. And that is, have you heard about Dirty Shirley? And again, every time we mention our Bartles and James-esque beverage, Holly, Alexis, and I get a dime. So Dirty Shirley, Dirty Shirley. Yeah.
Yes. Look for next week.
Is it next week, Lex? Yeah.
Liquor store. Very exciting. It's refreshing for the summer.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. Lift Bridge Brewing. We crafted it with them. We've been working on this, no joke, for about a year. We did our first event about a year ago.
And it's really Goldilocks. It's not too sweet.
No.
It's just right.
It is.
With the lemon lime, the pomegranate, the cherry flavor.
Yeah. My little hack, put it over ice.
Yeah. Ooh.
And kiss it. Kiss it with club soda. Like that. There we go.
There you go. Yeah.
Available in liquor stores next week. Holly, what's invading Europe?
Swifties.
Oh.
Not cicadas?
Not cicadas. Not even John Cicada. don't know if he has a European tour planned anytime soon. But Swifties, Taylor Swift fans, they are following Taylor Swift to Europe. And the reason why is because she's taking her Eras Tour on the road. She's doing her international dates this year. She'll be coming back to the United States later this year to wrap it up. But what Swifties are finding is that Eras Tour tickets are cheaper in Europe than they are in the United States. And they are finding that it's cheaper to take a European trip to go and see Taylor Swift's concert across the pond than it is to buy tickets here in the United States.
Wow, and you get a fun trip out of it, too.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow.
I know people that would do this.
Yeah. Now, some fans, you know, they're flying overseas and they're saying, hey, look, it's expensive, but it's not, it's just as expensive as buying a resale ticket. Ticket fees in the United States, because apparently, you know, resales in Europe, they have a tighter regulations around that. And so the tickets are inherently cheaper. They're like, hold up, I can spend $1,500 to go see Taylor Swift in Miami. Or I can take that $1,500, buy a concert ticket, a round trip plane ticket, and 3 nights in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
Tickets here are so expensive. They're so unbelievably expensive. It's similar to Broadway.
Uh-huh.
Shows at the West End, like the new cabaret that just opened.
Yeah.
It is so ungoogly expensive on Broadway. That same ticket on the West End, not even near it. So I get this. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Three VIP tickets a fan secured close to the stage. They said, look, kind of dumb luck, but they scored those for $600 each. Wow. Now, a show in Toronto within driving distance of this fan's home said nosebleed seats are already going for $2,000 a piece.
Whoa.
On resale. Yeah, on resale sites. So it's like, hey, let's make an adventure out of this.
Yeah.
Let's go to Europe, man.
I would do this.
Yeah.
Let's go, guys.
Whee!
Again, Alexis, how many times over the 15 years have we said it? B. Arthur won't even authorize us to do a live show from Coon Rapids. You know what I mean?
Should we ask again? Let's just see.
Yeah, it's about just keep on asking until you get the answer you want. Just keep at. Are we there yet?
Just keep
are
going.
We there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Can we go yet? Can we go yet? Can we go yet?
Yeah, she's gonna be in Paris, Stockholm.
Yeah.
Lisbon.
Oh, ooh. You know, there are a ton of American Swifties that are going
to
do this.
Oh, love to take a Portugal vacation. Never been.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to go to the Azores one day.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool. We've got Dublin, Amsterdam. Yeah, I mean, she's got so many. So many.
So many. Yeah, if I was a big fan of something, I would do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I like Taylor Swift, but, you know, I'm not a huge fan, so.
Right, like make a whole trip of it.
A whole trip of it. So go, Swifties, if you're listening, you're going to do this, let us know. Take us along with you.
We'll call in and do a little diaries.
Yeah, we'll live vicariously through you. Yeah.
And if you're a big fan of Paramore, it looks like for most of these dates, they're opening for her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday.
Woo-hoo!
If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself. Because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right, you be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye for now.